Hello and welcome to the Making Musical Quantum Leaps podcast, where we're here to support you in taking your singing skills to the next level. I'm your host, Coach Worship, and I'm thrilled to have my co-host, Jamie, with me.
In this podcast, we'll take you on a 30-day podcast marathon, teaching you everything you need to know about diction for singers. Diction is the art of pronouncing words clearly and expressively, using your voice parts to make sound and speech.
Diction is essential for singers, as it helps you share your message, emotions, and style with your audience. Each day, we will explore a different topic related to diction, such as vowels, consonants, syllables, stress, intonation, accent, dialect, and more. We will also give you practical tips and exercises to improve your diction and singing performance.
By the end of this podcast marathon, you will have a better understanding of how your voice works and how to use it effectively. So join us on this exciting journey of learning and singing. You can subscribe to our podcast on Spotify or on any other listening platforms. You can also follow us on Twitter at The Making Musical Quantum Leaps Podcast, or email us at joinitinschoolofsounds@gmail.com if you have any questions or feedback.
Everybody knows how trends begin. One person does it first, goes to another person's phone, goes to the social media, begins to trend, and everybody begins to try it out. It doesn't matter if it's good or bad, everybody just wants to try it out. Singing cursive also began that way. What is singing cursive? You know how that I told you diction, proper diction is seated on three principles, which is comprehensibility, the beauty, and what? Say it. Convenience. Well, singing in cursive breaks that strong cardinal part of these principles, and which is comprehensibility. Singing in cursive has no regards for comprehensibility. It only looks at convenience and beauty, forgetting comprehensibility. So someone is actually singing in English and you think the person is singing in tongues, because singing in cursive does not modify vowels. It replaces them. It does not do vowel modification. It does vowel replacement and vowel addition. Now, what I'm trying to say is, when you're singing in cursive, all you care about is sounding nice in a way. Okay? So what you do anything to sound like that, you add vowels, unnecessary vowels, you replace vowels. Sometimes they modify vowels, but like I said, modification is a gradual stuff. But in singing in cursive, you totally replace the vowel. So instead of saying light of the world, you have something like light of the world. You step time into darkness, open my eyes, let me I see beauty that may I desire to adore, hope of a life spent with you. So like that. Okay, I'm going to be giving some examples. Fortunately, I got examples for these ones online. So we're going to be listening to them and analyzing them. One of the greatest examples we're going to listen to is actually from The American Idol, where someone came to audition and Kate Perry was there, and Kate was actually one of the judges. Kate actually did a good job. I really love what she did in these auditions. It was amazing. So let's get into it.
I think people don't really know the difference between singing cursive versus legato. Like, they think that's the same thing, and it's not. Cursive singing is when you sing a song and you mess with the vowel shapes. So you make them, you like affect your vowel shapes. What song, for an example, I will make it a cursive song. So legato is how it's sang. It's
dancing bears, painted wings, things
I almost remember. And cursive is...
I'm supposed to leave you to do this research yourself. But anyway, let's just do it. So what is legato? Legato is simply connected singing. Singing connected and smooth. An example, okay, the opposite of legato is staccato, where you sing disconnected. So example of legato is what she just did. But example of staccato is like dancing, dancing bear, dun, 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 or dancing bear, and I almost remember, something like that.
Giant sang by pines and wines, things I almost remember.
Notice the additives that she's doing. Adding vowels where they are not necessary, removing no regards for consonants, like absolutely no regards for consonants. It just sounds as though she's singing another language. And that's how some of us sing. It might not be to this extreme, but we do this. We actually do this. Dancing by painted wings, things I almost remember. Bye. It might sound aesthetic and all that, but you sing gospel, you're in the choir. Do you really want to sing in cursive? Our next example, like I told you, is from the American Idols, where Katy Perry is one of the judges, and this girl actually came to sing her song. You need to see. I think I'm going to post the video in the community so that you can see facial reactions. But for now, listen.
Tell me about why you're here.
Well, right before I auditioned, my ex dumped me because he said I had no drive and no motivation. And so I'm here to prove him, all his friends and family, and all the haters in school. Because growing up, kids just always judge me for being eccentric and weird and for being skinny and having big eyes, which is like a really weird thing.
Obviously, this lady has a lot of insecurities, and some of you are like that. You are full of insecurities. That's part of the reason why some of you have stage fright, where you are thinking, oh, my eyes are too big. Oh, my clothes are not fine. Oh, my gap teeth. Oh, my dimple. Oh, my clothes are not as tush as that girl's clothes there. Oh, come on. Get away from all these stuff and actually do what you came to do.
Okay. Yeah. Time is up. Erica Perry, not related to me.
You never know, my dad could have donated some sperm.
Well, there we go. And there's the end of the show.
Thank you very much.
Let's move
it
on.
It just sounds...
All right, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing E.T. by my girl KP.
All right, well... Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'm only doing guitar up.
Yeah, I understand.
Got a dirty mind, I got filthy ways, trying to steal your heart in my Milky Way. I'm a legend, I'm a rabbit, I'll be webbing, I'll be so fire up, I don't even know what started. Welcome to the danger zone, step into my fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. Ask me all what I do, who I be. If you want to save from all me to see.
Is this a different language?
Hit me thighs in.
Is it English?
Oh, wait. Oh, you want me to stop?
Is this a style or is this a gimmick? You follow me?
Yeah.
She's probably never been given one constructive criticism in her life.
Most of you are like that. You're surrounded by people who keep telling you your voice is lovely, you're blah, 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 you're a great singer, you're a superstar, there's nobody like you. And on the other hand, some of you are surrounded by people who only tell you the negative parts of your voice without giving you specific solutions to them. Both of these extremes are dangerous because they will stunt your growth. Constructive criticism for singers is feedback that provides specific actionable suggestions on how to improve your singing skills and performance. Rather than focusing on the negative aspects, constructive criticism also acknowledges the positive aspects and offers encouragement and support. That is why we, your vocal coaches, are here to give you your constructive criticism and give you support and encouragement. Okay? So let's move.
Yeah, but this is like now.
So is it a no? Wait. Now, I'd like to hear 30 seconds more. No gimmicks.
Kate gives me this Waji vibes. Like, oh, I love her.
Take off your heels.
Take them off.
Now, take a breath. Let it out. And go ahead.
Sometimes I go out by myself.
Slow down.
And I look across the water.
Say all the words. Don't cut the words off.
Since you've been around, and my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger.
Enunciate the words.
You know where you like to dress. Why don't you come on over? Hey, stop making a fool out of me.
Yeah.
Why don't you come on over that way?
I think you're freaky. I think you're weird. I think you're a little bit annoying.
You think I'm annoying?
I think you're both annoying and good.
Wait, do you like me?
Well, first of all, you are likable. And I think that you may not think you are, and that's why you're putting all this on.
Right.
Because, honey, I've been Insecure Jones for a long, long time, and I know all about it, okay? I know all about it. I do this sometimes because I don't feel like I'm enough. I also think no one has ever believed in you. Ever. But hold on, Erica. There's a lot there, but some people don't have anything. So it's easier to strip it out than build it up. So I say yes.
I don't know. I think we got too far to go to get you out of the bad habit. I'm a no.
There's a way you get used to singing or talking or doing anything that it's going to take you. It's not going to be impossible, but it's going to take a very long time to get you out of that habit, especially when it comes to singing, because singing has to do with a lot of muscle memory. So I'm guessing that is why he said no. Just like he said, it will take a while to get her out of that bad habit.
Wow. So I'm going to give you... a very sparing yes.
When did your boyfriend break up with you?
He broke up with me right before I auditioned.
Do you want to call him and let him know that you've made it?
Are you serious?
Go, hurry up.
You know what? Yes,
yeah.
Woo! What an audition. There you go. All you need to know about cursive singing. Now, should we sing in cursive? It is left to you. I think the choice is yours to make. But if I were you, I'm in a church service or somewhere where I need people to actually listen to every single word I'm saying and not assuming they understand, I think it's better you sing with clarity and enunciate, pronouncing your words properly. Well, I'm not saying you should not do cursive at all. You can do cursive on some words that it's obvious the meaning of those words. People would easily understand those words. Even so, I do not want you to do it cursive where you have old people. So, you'll not be singing Most High and one old man will be doing Mogba. Lord Jesus. Okay, so that's all for today's podcast. I love you so much.
21. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I'm so elated at how far we have come. It's crazy how from the first day, today we're on the 21st day, and I'm still so excited to see what the remaining days hold for us. Like, I'm so excited to see the amazing things that have been packaged for now till the end of the podcast marathon. And to all our coaches that have poured out virtue and poured out knowledge into all of us, I just want to say a very big thank you, and we love you so much.
And you, our esteemed listener, thank you for your time. Thank you for your dedication. Thank you for your consistency. You are loved and highly valued. Ah, we love you. We love you so much. So our quote for the day is, "Music is the strongest form of magic," by Marilyn Manson. And our song for the day is "Over and Over" by Elevation Rhythm. Yes, "Over and Over" by Elevation Rhythm. If you've not followed us on Spotify or on whatever listening platform you use, I don't know what you're waiting for. I really do not know what you're waiting for. Don't forget to like each episode also. Do well to share the link of the episode and any other episode you feel somebody else will benefit from. Share the link anywhere you can and invite people too. You could connect with us on Twitter at the Making Musical Quantum Lips Podcast, or you could send us an email at joinedenschoolofsounds@gmail.com. Thank you so much, and we love you. From me and the entire team at MMQL, it's bye.